Om Shanti. So good morning, and we are here for the second session of Raja Yoga meditation. So how many of you have attended yesterday's session? Okay. So we are here for the second session, and to take us through, we have once again Deepa Ben, and over to Deepa Ben. And can I once again request you all to come in the front? That will be really nice if you can come and sit in the front.
Om Shanti, good morning. I'm sure you must have again enjoyed the whole day yesterday. Yes? So many beautiful interactions with different faculties. And other than that also, you have been maybe interacting with others, seeing the whole complex. Maybe some of you have gone to Panda Bhavan. The environment itself is so empowering, relaxing. And we have so many of our dedicated brothers and sisters who are regularly meditating here. And automatically they have created this beautiful environment of silence and remembrance of the Supreme. Yesterday when we were talking about the soul, understanding how I, the being of light, is separate from this physical existence, and I, the beautiful light, is also the one who is directing each physical sense organ, each thought, creating each thought, creating words, deciding what to interact. So as soon as I become aware of myself as this being of light, I feel much more in control of my life. Yes? Yes. With the understanding and awareness of the soul, we feel much more in charge of our own life, because we recognize, yes, there's a lot of choice which we had. Till now we always thought it was people and circumstances around us which were forcing us to react, to emote, to interact. And so somewhere or the other we always felt that we cannot bring about any much change in our feelings, our emotions, the way we respond to things or people from the outside. But as we understand about the soul, we understand the faculties of the soul, we understand how with daily practice of meditation, but also daily understanding, you know, and practicing the spiritual wisdom which we are experiencing every day, as soon as I start practicing that, using that in my daily life, then I can really see those wonderful changes or maybe experiences in my own life. And so I feel much more in control of my life. Yes? You feel like this? As you will start experimenting the spiritual understanding, you will feel much more in control, much more in charge of your own thoughts and feelings. It doesn't mean we will not still react, or we will not still maybe say something or do something which we will not regret. Yes, but I know that I can change my thoughts. I know I can change the way I feel. I need to spend that quality time with myself and start talking to myself, maybe nurturing my own inner virtues, my innate nature, reminding myself again and again. But we find that in this journey of self-change, of self-empowerment, we need a lot of support. And when we come in an environment like Gyan Sarovar, we feel the positive energy supporting us. Yes, you feel like this? Whatever quality of your personal, you can say, change which you want to bring about, you feel this environment like this supports us? Yes? But we need to go back and create that environment in our own homes and offices. Yes? We need to do that? Yes. And so we need not only to connect with ourselves, but also we need the support of the higher self, of the Supreme Father. And as such also, at our daily life level also, we find as a child, with our physical existence also, we are very closely and very subtly, emotionally bonded with our physical parents, our physical family. Yes? parents, our brothers, sister, children, there is this very beautiful bond which we have. Where even sitting here, if I ask you to remember your parents, they may not be physically there also in the world. Yet it becomes so easy for us to remember them and feel their blessings. Yes? Whenever you remember them, you feel their love, their care, their blessings. So if a relationship of a journey of life with our parents can be so close, just imagine how close is our bond with the Supreme Parent, our spiritual parent, our spiritual father and mother. And how can I experience this bond consistently, naturally, so that I can feel that closeness? And then if I experience that closeness and enjoy relationship with the Divine, with the Supreme, then remembering Him or connecting with Him becomes very easy. Because we find that the second step of meditation is connecting with the Source. The first step is connecting with myself, that is the inner being, the Self, which we saw yesterday. And the second step is connecting with the Supreme. What we saw yesterday was that our physical body is being guided by the spiritual energy. And always whenever we have been identifying ourselves, we have very easily identified ourselves with the physical existence. That is the name and role and responsibilities, you know, whether I am a parent or whether I am, you know, so and so position in a company, and maybe from the state, language, you know. So it's very easy for us to identify with all those which we call as our labels also, and roles and responsibilities, which are all very important, but they belong to me. And we saw yesterday that we are constantly using the word my for them, but still we relate to them as I. Yes? We found that. And we understand that there is this, you know, maybe a, you know, miss of our identity, where we have always seen ourselves as whatever is my is I. And the I, that is the being, is just understood as some information. Yes, there is some soul. Yes, there is some energy. And maybe we remember about that only when we hear the news of someone passing away, someone leaving the body. That's the time when we immediately message and we say, RIP. No? And then that's the time when we can ask ourselves that who needs to rest in peace? Because we have with honors cremated the body. So who needs to rest in peace? Whom are we sending that vibration of love, of gratitude, of peace? To whom? It is a soul. So at that time maybe a little awareness of the soul emerges. But throughout our lifetime, we've always been seeing ourselves as a physical identity. But that's been normal for a long time for us, and it was okay. But what's happened is that the spiritual energy has depleted to that level that now it is affecting our daily life. It's affecting our health, it's affecting our relationships, it's affecting everything around us. And that's why now we need to awaken and allow ourselves to connect back to the inner being, to my own original self, and also take responsibility to remain in my true awareness and my true nature. Yes? It's my responsibility. Yes? To remain in my true nature of peace, of love, of strength. Because that's the way in which I can not only heal myself, but also contribute today in the world. Yes? In whichever area I am, in the family, at work. And so remaining in soul consciousness like we have already seen yesterday is so important. But our connection with the Supreme, if we understand that, then it becomes very easy for us to also remain connected and have this experience of companionship of the Supreme Father, of the Supreme Source of all these virtues and qualities. We find that each one of us has a very special relationship with the Divine. every one of us, which we have experienced in our own way. I've also had interaction many times with some people who maybe in their own way feel they are atheists, and they may surely disagree with a lot of blind faith which is there around different aspects of religion. But we find that even such individuals, in moments of pain or despair or crisis, they connect with some source. They call him as the divine, the universal energy, whichever, you know, way they would like to connect. But at that time in their heart, again, this feeling comes, oh God, support us. Please give me strength. And so somewhere, every individual has this very deep and strong connection. But how do we allow this connection to remain emerged so that I can allow that energy, the supreme unconditional love, his unconditional strength, to always constantly keep nurturing me? Let us try to understand the concept of the Supreme, and then let's see how we can have this very beautiful, consistent connection, consistent experience of companionship. We find that each one, in their own way, in their own background of religion, understanding, philosophy, has been connecting with the divine. And many of us are exposed to different religions, and we understand how very lovingly everyone connects to the Supreme as a source of strength, as a source of peace. We find that when we talk about souls, there are different type of, you know, experiences which we have had. Like, we talk about souls who are charitable souls. We say dharmatmai hai anek, many charitable souls who have been able to give a lot of support to society. They have also been instruments to establish religions, guide people towards the Supreme. To dharmatmai anek hai, dev atmai anek hai, deity souls. Yes, each one of us, you know, some of us would be worshipping a deity. Kul Devi hai, and we have this very strong connection with the deity. And so we find deity souls are also many. Dev Atmai bhi anek. There are many souls who have done a lot of elevated work in society. Punya Atmai anek. Elevated souls are many. There are many souls who have done a lot of charity. Charitable souls are many. Human souls are many. But when we talk about the Supreme Soul, Paramatma, Paramatma, ek ya anek? Ek. Because the word Supreme itself gives us the understanding that it's the highest. And so we find that the Supreme Soul is one. And this is the understanding which each religious leader has guided us. And that's why in every religion, the concept is God is one. Paramatma ek hai. Allah ek hai. Whichever way the, you know, sharing is about the Supreme, whichever word is used. But it's always been talked about as being one. And then automatically the world being a family. To param atma ek hai. Lekin wo param atma kis aadhar se hai? Hum sab to atmai hai, we are all souls. But he is the Supreme Soul. So what are those specialities, qualities, significant features by which he is said to be the Supreme amongst all of us souls? So let us see a few aspects of that. The first thing is, we talk about him as always being the highest. Paramatma ke liye hum kehte hain, oonch de oonch hai. Is the one who is the highest of all. Uncha uska naam, uncha uska kaam, uncha uska dham. His name is the highest. Whenever we praise him, we always use the word or concept of the ocean. Yes? Or we say full, knowledgeful, peaceful. Or we say he's the ocean of peace, ocean of wisdom. Why do we use the word ocean? What is the speciality of the ocean? Yes. seamless, always unlimited. And so we find that whenever we are sharing about His virtues, all the virtues which we saw yesterday are also the core values or the innate nature of the soul. We find that He becomes the source of each virtue. And so we praise Him as being the ocean of each virtue. So ocean of peace. So we interact with many people at work, in the family, who we feel are very calm. They remain very light, they remain patient, they remain easy. And so we mention also, we say that, oh, these are very easy. These people are very calm, bahut shant hain. But when we talk about the Supreme as being the ocean of peace, so we find that any human being cannot be described as the ocean of peace. Because even a person who is very, very calm could get upset at some moment. Yes? Yes, something disturbs him or her. So we find being the ocean means being unlimited in that virtue, constant in that virtue, full of that virtue. And so the Supreme is said to be the ocean of every quality. Ocean of forgiveness, ocean of happiness. And so when we connect to the ocean, like science says, when two energies meet, what happens? Yes? Whenever two energies meet, what will happen? The flow of energy will be from the higher to the lower. And so every time we connect to the ocean, we allow God's unlimited virtue, unlimited energy to fill us. Till when will this flow be from the higher to the lower? Till they become like each other. So we find that when we talk about the Supreme, He is the ocean of every virtue and quality. So, highest. His act is also the highest. Name and also the act. Each one of us has a different experience which we have had with the Supreme. What are those acts or roles of the Supreme which have touched us in our life? Kis kartavya se aap bahut pyar se unko yaad karte? What role do you feel has been very important in your life, in your personal life, your personal experiences? He has been the compassion. He's always been compassionate, giving us a lot of love and compassion unconditionally. Protector. Yes, He's the one who's the Supreme Protector. Caring. He's always been the one who's available for caring. Yes? Tough times, yeah. Always giving us strength in tough times. That, you know, source of hope and strength in very tough, challenging times. Yes? We have a lot of gratitude. What has been that experience of His role? As a parent. As a Supreme Parent, He's been always nurturing and sustaining us. Yes, that experience is there. Each role which we have experienced. And so there are many such roles. And in those roles, some of them which are very, very important is, as He's a parent, so He's a sustainer. Also we find that He's the one who's always giving us strength and happiness. Bestower of strength or happiness and redeemer of pain. Whenever we have been in that moment of despair, sorrow, restlessness, where we feel there's no hope any longer, that's the moment where we have connected with Him. Yes? In Gita, it's written that dukh mein simran sab kare. Sukh mein kare na koi, sukh mein kare to dukh kahe ko hoi. So every moment of pain, there's been a very natural connection which we've had to the Supreme. And we've always seen Him as the one who can give us support. तो वो दर्द में जब दुख है मन से ही हम उनको याद करते हैं. Oh God, be with me, please give me strength. So He is the one who redeems our sorrow. That is, He gives us wisdom to understand why that situation of sorrow has come, and He gives us the wisdom of connecting with Him to absorb, empower ourselves with His strength. Redeemer of sorrow and bestower of happiness. Another very important role which the Supreme has, which we call as Patit Pavan, purifier. Yes, the purifier of cleansing, purification of the soul. Yes, we feel it's needed. Yes, these three faculties of the soul, the mind, cleansing of the mind. You know, many times we feel that those feelings and emotions are very strongly embedded in our mind and heart. Cleansing our intellect, our sanskars. Yes, so cleansing. So today we find that, you know, we are very much aware of our cleansing of our body, and so, you know, we talk about nature cure clinics, naturopathy treatments, where we try to, you know, cleanse our body from all these toxins, you know. And we find that very subtly, there are so many toxins in the inner being. Yes? Our old belief systems, the way we think about ourselves, other people, situations, very strong. And every time we try to bring about change in ourselves, these old belief systems, these old behavioral patterns, they obstruct us, you know. And then again, we, you know, see ourselves thinking in the same way, speaking in the same way, reacting in the same way. And then we start questioning ourselves, then I'm working on myself, and yet what's happening? So very strong behavioral patterns, which we call as sanskars. And so cleansing of that. Supreme is said to be the one who is a purifier. Very important role. So his role is also very elevated. And so this role, we find that as an individual, it's difficult to even play this role for ourselves. We are sometimes not able to give ourselves happiness. We are somewhere, you know, just caught up in our own thoughts and feelings, which we know are not having a lot of base, but yet we feel that pain, we feel very low, we feel very restless. People around us are telling us it's okay, everything is fine. We are not able to come out of that, you know, vicious circle of pain, or, you know, maybe feeling of pain or feeling of betrayal. And so we find that the Supreme is the one who's constantly playing this role of redeeming unhappiness. And so this role is also the highest. And the third is the abode is the highest. The very special thing, if you see in all religions, every religion we find that the remembrance of the Supreme is said to be above. If you see Christianity, we talk about God Father above. Then we see in Hinduism also, upar wala jane, neeli chhatri wala jane, you know, they sing praise about the Supreme. We see in Islam also, when we remember the Supreme, then Allah ko yaad karte hain, our mind and our vision moves above. Scientifically we understand that earth, what is there within the globe, within the earth? Yes. It's only minerals, you know, water bodies and everything. So whatever existence is there, whatever exploration is there, is always done beyond. And so scientifically, we find that we talk about the Supreme World, which we will see. And so His abode is also the highest. That is why in all religions we look upon Him as being the highest. Scientifically they say that there are these three worlds. And if you see these three worlds, in maybe it's, I think, the area of physics, which they talk about, where every area is connected. These three worlds are connected to the speed of light. So the world where everything moves below the speed of light is called the underluminous world, which we call as the physical world. Hamari ye srishti, ye duniya. There is another world where everything moves at par with the speed of light. So that is called the luminous world, which, at the spiritual level we call as the angelic world. And then there is this world where everything moves beyond the speed of light, superluminous world, where in Shastras we call it as Brahma Lok, we say Paramdham, Brahma Mahatattva, Shanti Dham. Now the soul is also a superluminous being. And when we talk about being, everything moving below the speed of light, this physical world, there's sound, there's, movement and everything. But the world where everything moves beyond the speed of light, that is the world of silence, the world of light, there is no existence of time. There is no existence of sound. And that's why yesterday also in all our meditation commentaries, we were asking you to connect with the supreme world. That is the spiritual home of the soul, spiritual home of the spiritual parent. Now in our journey of life and present also, we stay with our parents. Yes? Yes? That bond is there. So we are always with our parents. Yes. So yes, sometimes the woman gets married and then gets different parents. But still we are staying with our parents. In the same way, the soul also abides. The original home is with our spiritual parent. The world of silence. Shanti Dham. And in meditation, we travel to this world of silence through our mind. So the second aspect which we saw is that is the highest of high, his name, his abode, his role is the highest. The second is that he is the one who is the knower of all, which we saw. Sarvagya, sab kuch janne wala. He knows all. And because of that, you find in our daily life, in our daily language, many times we use this word, God knows. Yes? Bhagwan jane mujhe nahi pata. Yes? We use this word? Yes? Why should he know everything? Yes? Why should God know? Wo kyun sab jane? He's a supreme. Okay. So we find that he is also the creator. And that's why as a creator, he knows everything about the creation. So he can only give us the true insights about the creation and himself, the creator. So the spiritual wisdom which we are listening here is actually being given by him directly. Because he is the one who is the authority. He knows. He is the ocean of wisdom. So he gives us this insight so that we can start using it in our daily life to transform, to empower ourselves. And so, we find that this aspect of him being sarvagya, sab kuch janne wala. Now, there is a lot of things which we know already from the physical world. And so, today if we have a question, we go to the Google and just type that and then we have all the information. So, the physical world, most of the information we have explored. The Divine has given us this intellect and we have explored and found out. But there are so many things in the spiritual knowledge which there are questions. And that's where he guides us with each aspect of the spiritual wisdom which will help us to empower our life, which will help us to change our life, transform our life, elevate our life. So he gives us that daily wisdom. The third, we find that he is the one who is sarvopari. He is beyond all. So he is beyond all bondages and influences. That's why when we are caught up in a situation, we are caught up in something which we feel we are not able to come out of it. We are not able to change the way we think, or maybe it's a situation, maybe at work or maybe financially, something or the other, or relationships. And we always say, oh God, please liberate us from this. So we talk about him as being our liberator, our guide. So he's the one who is beyond all these influences or bondages. Now what are those bondages? Very simply, if we see, the soul has, where we call that as a bondage, or we can just say it's a cycle of this physical existence. So when the soul enters the body, we say it is birth. Yes? And when the soul leaves the body, it is death. Yes, so it's a cycle. Yes? soul entering the womb and then get born and then, you know, playing their karma, the whole journey of life, and then leaving the body. So it's a cycle of birth and death. And in that cycle, what happens? We perform karma. So then again there's a cycle. Every karma we experience its fruit. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The law of karma says, which is a very important lesson, which may be in future when you go back to your centers, you can explore. And so we find karma and its fruit. Now some of this karma could be pure, good, positive. So what will be the fruit? Good, happiness, strength, energy. So you find that good karma, so there's happiness, and sometimes the karma is not good, and so there is some unhappiness. So karma and its fruit, karma or phal, dukh or sukh. So the soul comes into the cycle or bondage of these aspects. Now the Supreme is beyond this. That is why in Gita it is written, main ajanma hoon, akarta hoon, abhokta hoon. There's a lot of depth in this also, which may be when you go back to the center, it will become easy for you to interact with our sisters over there and understand this with more depth. But what's more important is that if we understand it in a simpler way, we find that again, if we take the support of science, we find that there is this law of entropy, which maybe looks complicated, the word, but simply says that there is a system, and if there is some creation of utility in that system, and maybe the system is charged 100%, there is 100% utility in that system, and as we start using that system, there is a depreciation. And then the utility starts depreciating, depleting, and it comes to a stage where now it is going to come to nil stage. And so what do we do to that system? To rejuvenate that system? You charge it. But the law says that if you need to recharge that system, you need to connect it to an external source of energy. Yes? Because the system now doesn't have the capacity to rejuvenate itself. Yes? So very simply, we use our mobile. And so every day, what do? Yes, in the morning today you must have charged it, yes? Or maybe left it for charging and come here. So every day, it's a simple mechanism that every day we will charge it. In the same way, we find that the soul, as it's moving in the journey of using its energy, what happens to these core values of the soul, the innate nature? It starts depleting. So today if we see, I am a peaceful soul, but am I able to use this virtue of mine, remain in the state of mind in every situation? No. Especially when it's needed, that's the time when we become more restless and impatient, no? We recognize, we know that we should be calm, we keep telling ourselves, but because that energy is not charged within, and so we are not able to experience it in that moment where we needed it. And so how do I charge these virtues and qualities of the soul, which have come now into that stage of depletion? It's like when our mobile is also charged, discharged, what happens? There's that message which comes? It comes? Yeah, it tells us, no? And then what do? We try to see. We don't have our charger, we ask someone, or we try to keep our this power bank with us so that we can use it at any moment. So the message has been coming to us also, yes? For all these virtues, the message has been coming that we need to charge. Yes, we get irritated in small little situations. We feel so much that restlessness within. We feel that we are not able to control ourselves, our anger, our irritation. We know it doesn't work. We know it's not going to help us, whether it's in the family with our child or our life partner, or at work also, today it doesn't work at all. And we understand that, and yet we feel ourselves so incapable of controlling even our anger. So at that time, there's a message that the energy of peace needs to be charged. So we get these small little messages again and again in our daily life. We're getting these messages. Yes? Yes? Mm. There is a relationship which needs to heal. I need to come back to that relationship. It could be with a sibling, my child, my life partner, maybe at work. And yet there's still that hatred towards that person. Still that feeling, no, that person should have not said like that. I can't forgive that person. That feeling of pain I'm still holding on to. And I know I should forgive. I know I should have that compassion to forgive, to accept. And so I'm not able to do that. So that's a message that I need to energize myself with the energy of love, unconditional good wishes for everyone. Yes, so that message is coming to us at a daily life. Yes, messages keep coming. And yet we are ignoring those messages. And so it's so important for us to understand that we need to connect with the source, because he is the source of every virtue and quality. And so this source is separate from the daily, you can say, trap of karma, of experience of fruit. And that's why he is said to be the one who is the one who is always available for us as an eternal, universal source of these virtues and qualities. And so he is Sarvo Pari. He is the one who is beyond all these bondages. The fourth, he is a source of all these virtues and qualities. And the fifth, which is the most important thing and very interesting, is that he is the one who is remembered in all religions. And all our religious fathers have actually guided us and connected us with the Supreme Father. Each one of them. When we talk about Christianity, we find Christ lovingly always remembers God Father. Yes? He talks about himself as being the Son of God, the child of God. And so when he's on the cross also, he says, "Oh God, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He's asking the Supreme to forgive them, that unlimited compassion to forgive them. And so we find that in that religion also, again and again, we are being connected to the Supreme. And God is said to be kindly light energy. And that's why in the church also they have the candle. And so it's so beautifully connecting with the Supreme. Sikhism, Guru Nanak Ji, he guided us to be connected to the incorporeal one, Sat Guru, Sat Sri Akal, Sat Truth Sri Elevated Akal, the one who is beyond death. And so we find that again in this religion, he has lovingly again and again connected us not only to the Supreme, but also talked about the Supreme's role in our life. And he said, Manushya se devta ki karat na lagi var. That is, he allows us to elevate our human quality of consciousness to become a deity. And so it's like a benchmarking, where the Supreme elevates our state of mind to have that much peace as a deity, that much purity as a deity. So it's like a benchmarking system. And so we find there also we are connected to the Satguru, the Supreme Preceptor. After 10 Gurus, they have talked about wisdom as being the Guru. And so they worship wisdom. Nure Ilahi. Again, Islam talks about Nur. Nur is light. And so the incorporeal Supreme is being remembered. Jewish religion, Moses talks about Jehovah. Again, eternal light in the burning bush, the vision which he has seen. We find that Jainism, Buddhism, always we see the preceptors in the meditative posture. Yes? Jainism, if you see Mahavir Swamiji, always in meditative state of mind. And before him, the Tirthankars. So, meditation in that state of connection with the Supreme, with the Highest. And so there also we find that connection with the Divine is very easily experienced. Buddhism also we find Gautam Buddha got the wisdom. Gyan ka bodh hua. And then he was called Buddha. So his connection with the Divine, where he had these years of meditation and tapasya, through which he got the wisdom, and then he shared this wisdom of karma. Mahavir Swamiji shared the wisdom of ahimsa and soul consciousness. So we find that all these different religions, the religious fathers have connected us to the Supreme. Now, there is one religion, that is Hinduism, where we have a lot of connection with deities. Devi devtai anek hai. How many deities? 33 crore. 33 crores of deities. So it's more like the whole population at that time with deity consciousness. But in this religion also there is this mention of the incorporeal supreme in the form of Ling, Shivling. And different, you can see names of the temples talking about the different roles and the different kartavyas of the supreme, like Somnath. So he is the one who gives us nectar. Somras is called nectar. And then there's a story which says that someone who has died and then you give this nectar and he comes to life. Now in our daily life we find emotionally, spiritually, we are not alive, no? We are not enjoying our life, not being happy with ourselves. There are so many people who throughout the day remain so depressed within. They are not unable to even smile. And that's a time where we find that the spiritual wisdom which the Supreme gives is like nectar. It brings us back to life. It reconnects us to our true nature of that inner calmness, of our inner happiness, of our inner positivity. So it's living life to the fullest. Yes? And so that wo gyan ka som ras dene wala, the one who gives us that nectar of spiritual wisdom, where the deities also have remembered him. We find the one who gives us the knowledge or the understanding and experience of the eternal nature, immortal nature of the self. Amar Atma ka gyan dene wala Amarnath. So as soon as I understand that I am the soul which is eternal, what happens? The moment I allow myself to remain in this awareness and experience myself as an eternal soul, what happens? The fear, the anxiety, you know, merges slowly and slowly. Fear of death, you know. I need to protect, I need to take care of the body. It's God's very valuable gift, so I need to take care of it. But I'm able to go beyond the fear and anxiety. And so Atma Amar hai. The knowledge and wisdom and experience of the eternal nature. Babulnath Mandir in Mumbai it is. And Babul is, you know, very important tree, and it's very medical nature also, medicine nature is there. But it has a lot of thorns. So Babul, it's, you know, signifying a nature of, you know, a lot of thorns. The one who transforms the nature, the soul who has the, you know, personality traits they have acquired which are giving pain to others. Ego, you know, it gives so much of pain to relationships, yes? Yes, when it's between parents and children also, it gives so much of pain. Where between life partners, it gives so much of pain. Aise kaanton jaise sanskaron ko badalne wala. Babulnath, the one who is giving us the wisdom and strength to transform our nature, which is like thorns, which gives pain, sorrow to others. We are able to transform and come back to our true nature of love, of happiness, of positivity, of purity. So transforming nature. Now we find that as a soul, we are like the Supreme. Yes? In our form, in our qualities. That's the most beautiful thing, you know. Like nowadays we have parents and children wearing the same dress, you know, like we see in this image. And they enjoy that bond, no? We say as twinning with each other. But we find that whenever we connect to the Supreme through Raj Yoga, we experience being like the Supreme, like the parent in every virtue. So whenever we talk about ourselves now, I remind myself that I'm a peaceful soul. Yes? So I don't ask peace from the Supreme. Why? Because that's my true nature, that's my true inheritance. Yes? Yes? like you have your children, so I mean the child has come from school or maybe after playing and then he just joins you for dinner. And so mommy has prepared so many things, and so what does he do? He just comes and sits and has dinner with you. Yes? Will he just stand in the door and ask you to give him something to eat? No. Everything which is on the table belongs to him. Yes? That is his right. Everything is for him. Whatever is yours is everything for him. It belongs to him or her. Yes? Belongs to your child? Yes. Automatically. The little child who is playing maybe in the compound and someone asks whose car it is, he says, it's my car. That ownership which is there. And so in the same way, I remind myself that I am the child of the ocean of love. And so I am a peaceful soul. So the first step of meditation which we saw yesterday was reminding myself of my true nature. And then today the second step which we are going to see is connecting with the Supreme, who is the source. So even if I am not in a state of calmness or there is some restlessness, there is some impatience within me, as soon as I connect with the Supreme, who is the ocean of peace, I allow His unlimited peace, His unlimited calmness to slowly flow towards me and empower me. And so we find that I am like Him in every nature, especially the form. So whenever I see myself, through my mind's eye, I see myself as this beautiful light. But when I see the Supreme also, He's a beautiful light. And as the beautiful light, the source of all these virtues and qualities, we have remembered Him in different religions. Then why have we got trapped into these different forms and different names and all that? That's also actually not wrong. Because what has happened is that as soon as we have lived our different lives. So suppose I, the soul, has entered my parents, my mother's womb. And in this journey of life, when we have entered, if we are born in a family which is practicing Buddhism, so what happens? We become a Buddhist. Yes? Now, because we have been trapped in the awareness of ourselves as a body for years and years, I mean lifetimes could be. And so remaining in that, we would like to connect with the Divine, with the Supreme also as a physical form. Now if I am practicing Buddhism, whom will I connect as God? Gautama Buddha. And so He is God. Now the soul has maybe entered the womb and born in the family which is practicing Christianity. And because of body consciousness, if I want to remember the Divine, the Supreme in a physical form, whom will I remember? Jesus Christ. Yes? I'm born in a family which is practicing Jainism. And so, for me, when I remember God, when I remember the Divine, it could be Mahavir Swamiji or any of the Tirthankars. They have 24 of these Tirthankars, including Mahavir Swamiji. So any one of them is my God. I relate to them as the Divine. And slowly and slowly, because we always saw ourselves as a physical body, we have always related to the Supreme also in a physical form. Now as soon as you start connecting with the Supreme in a physical form, what happens? Different religions, different forms. And then after some time, a lot of rigidity came and which we see the result today. And so we find that as soon as I remind myself again that I am a spiritual being, I am a soul, then it becomes easy for me to remember or remind myself that the Supreme is also a being of light. The being of light who is supreme in all qualities and virtues. So form is the same. Bindu hai or Sindhu hai. The word Sindhu means ocean. The meaning of Sindhu is ocean. So Bindu or Sindhu. So oceanic in each quality, in each virtue. And so we find that as soon as we remind ourselves of the Supreme as the ocean, in Sanskrit this word, very beautiful word, Shiva is there. And the Supreme, when He gives us His introduction, He talks about Himself as being Shiva. The word Shiv has three meanings. The first meaning is, it is point, bindu. That is the meaning in Sanskrit. Another meaning is seed, creator. The third meaning is the benefactor. Many times we use the word Shiv, Shiv, Bolo. Now, here when we are using the word Shiv, it means say something auspicious, something pure, something good. So, He is the benefactor of all. Now, because in this one word, we connect to His form also as being a point. We also, our role with Him, our relationship with Him. He is a seed, so He becomes our parent. Yes, spiritual parent, creator, so He is our parent. And His role for the world, He is the benefactor. And that's why we use the word Shiv Baba over here many times. But many times you could have been, some of you could have been interacting with some of our BKs, or maybe you have gone to the center, and maybe here, some many times you could have heard this word Baba many times, you know. And some of us would be feeling that maybe we are connecting with the founder. Yes, the founder has a very, very important role for the organization, Pitashri Brahma Baba, which maybe yesterday a little bit Sudesh Devi has shared with us. But whenever we use the word Baba here in meditation, we are connecting with the Supreme Father, Shiv Baba, the incorporeal Supreme, the point of divine light, the source of all virtues and qualities. So when we use the word Baba, it means the parent. It's like, you know, just like each one of you as a parent, your child calls you as dad, mom, yes? You could be having the, you know, most senior most position in your organization. Today it could be the, you know, some president or prime minister or chief minister or any highest position of the state. But how will the child call the parent? At home? Yes, father, yes. So Baba or father or dad or any loving word which talks about that sweet relationship, that closeness with that individual. No? For the child knows that my father or my mother is so and so. But for him, it's daddy, mommy, yes. And so in that way, we remember the Supreme also as Baba, Shiv Baba. So when we use the word Baba, it has a sweet feeling of closeness as a parent. And that's why we use this word many times. But it reminds us, when we are connecting, reminds us to the Supreme as a point of divine light. And so we find that it's so important for us to experience this beautiful connection with the Supreme. We find that in our daily life, when we connect with the divine, it becomes so easy for us to see situations with a much more open perspective, with a much more positive perspective, so that we are able to be guided towards a solution. Whenever we have this experience of companionship of the Supreme in our daily small little situations, so many small little solutions, we can call them miracles, start being experienced by us at a daily level. Now this connection is always there. It has always been with us. Each one of you have had that connection very strong in your own life. But through Rajyoga meditation, we will allow it to be consistent. So constantly I am connected with the divine. Consistently my intellect is connected with the higher wisdom. And that is why we call this as Raj Yogi Jeevan. Yogi Jeevan Banana. It's a meditative lifestyle. So when we talk about Rajyoga meditation as a method, yes, we learn this method of sitting down, connecting with the Supreme. We have lot of experiences yesterday and maybe day before yesterday also we have sat down in meditation. But when we live a lifestyle as a yogi Jeevan, that is when we experience this consistent connection and communication with the Supreme. And that's why we call it as Raj Yogi lifestyle of life. Now till now we always felt Yogi Jeevan means what? What was the picture which we had in our mind as a yogi? Yeah, so either it's white like me or it's saffron robes. No? But now through Rajyoga we understand that someone who is having connection with themselves and the Supreme. Yog hai. Kiske saath yog hai? Apne aap ke saath bhi, with my true self and also this beautiful loving connection with the Supreme. So that access of the higher virtues and qualities is always there. And so yogi jeevan banne ki baat yahan seekhte hain. So the daily spiritual study which we have, which we everyday study, which we call as Murli, which is the daily spiritual versions of the Supreme. And so that helps us to have a very loving lifestyle as a yogi. And this connection with the Supreme then becomes a part of our daily experiences. So it's like we don't need to keep calling out to Him, asking Him, begging Him. But in Raj Yoga we experience this right over experiencing our connection with Him. Parmatam adhikari ban jate hain. This experience of right over every virtue and quality of the Supreme. And when we enjoy this experience, then we feel so much more stronger within, emotionally, spiritually, independent. Why do we need to connect with the Supreme in this consistent way? Because it allows us to become emotionally, spiritually independent. And when I'm emotionally and spiritually independent, when I can connect to my true nature, which we have seen yesterday, independently in any situation, then what happens? It makes me feel more in charge of my life. More, you know, control in my life, more stable. And then in whatever role I am, what happens? As a role as a leader, as a role as a parent, what happens? Efficiency. You start contributing. You start helping others also. Healing others also. Yes, it's so important today. So, Rajyogi lifestyle is when I am able to not only help myself, but my thoughts, my feelings, my vibrations, my words, my interactions start supporting others also. Creating that environment of support wherever I am, in the family, at work, in society. So let us now have a few moments of experience of connecting with the Supreme. You have always been connected, as I said. This is not a connection which is new for you. But now it's just that we are learning the right way of connecting so that we can remain consistently in that loving relationship. So till now there was a question. Ye hai ya ye hai? And then in the end we had all the images in front of us and we just worshipped every one of them and said that whoever you are, please bless me. We had this little agarbatti in front of everyone. So our intentions were always full of love for God. Now let's experience that connection with the wisdom with which He has guided us. So I allow myself again to gently relax. I withdraw my mind from the outside. Through my mind's eye, I reconnect to my inner self, this beautiful light shining between the forehead. And as I enjoy this awareness that I am a being of light, I create this thought that I am a peaceful soul. And as I enjoy this feeling, I visualize this beautiful light through my inner eye, seated between the forehead. I visualize the light of peace slowly traveling through my entire body, from the forehead to the entire body, each physical organ relaxing, remaining so stable and light. I feel so calm. I feel so stable. I shift my awareness back to this beautiful light. I acknowledge my relationship with my body, which is God's most valuable gift to me. But I recognize that I am separate and I am the master. As a being of light, I reconnect to my true nature of silence, of peace, of unconditional love. And as I feel light, I now feel ready to go beyond. I take this journey beyond this physical world. I acknowledge my roles, my family, my work, and yet for some time I choose to travel beyond. Beyond this world of sound and responsibilities, to the world of light. I see myself, this beautiful being of light, traveling beyond space to this large expanse of golden red light, the world of silence. My spiritual home, my sweet silence home. And as I enter this world of light, I see myself a being of light in the aura of peace. So free, so light. And here, I feel naturally connected to my Supreme Parent, my spiritual mother and father. Through my mind's eye, I see this beautiful light, the eternal light of God. As I come closer, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, filling my mind and heart with God's pure love and peace. In these few moments of companionship with my spiritual parent, I feel so protected. I share my heart, my feelings, my personal talk with the Supreme Father. I allow myself to absorb God's unlimited peace, love, strength, and happiness. I feel so relaxed being in the companionship of God. These moments where I surrender my mind, all those hidden fears, the subtle feelings of sorrow and burden, I feel so light. I fill my mind and heart with the Supreme Father's unlimited love. And as I connect with my parent, Shiv Baba, I feel, I experience His unlimited love healing me, making me feel so secure, filling my mind and heart with these feelings of God's love and peace. Feeling so light, relaxed, feeling blessed, I gently come back. I come back to the awareness of myself seated here in this hall. If my eyes are closed, I open them gently. And in my heart, I feel so light, so happy, full of God's love and peace. Om Shanti.